All right. Here's a short one. I really don't expect Matt to know this song, but
will you stay for another story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll go, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on ramble caching.
Very nice.
I Jack's not here, but he would say that. What was that shit?
Hell.
Oh no. Love it when you pull out a David Bowie, you know me.
Yeah, I love it. Especially a random David Bowie that one that most people wouldn't know.
Yeah. Obscure.
Obscure. Yeah.
It was actually written about or it was inspired by the birth of his son.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I was reading up about his son who directed the movie Moon. I'm skipping out on his name. It's Jones.
It's Jones.
He goes by not his he doesn't go by his Ziggy name, basically.
Yeah.
Because he was named during the Ziggy. Duncan Jones. Of course, Matt Treist in the chat. Thank you for joining us. I always feel like I'm upschooled by Matt Treist in the chat. So
I mean, it happens on the regular.
It does. It doesn't matter who. And Will Fry chimes in. Moon is a great movie. So
it's a great movie. Yeah, it's been a while since I've watched it, but
Kooks,
I watched it a lot when it came out. But
both Kooks and Oh You Pretty Things were inspired by the birth of Duncan Jones. So pretty
okay.
Cool. Yeah,
I always thought Oh You Pretty Things was inspired by, like, I know a lot of Hunky Dory was inspired by his trip to New York where he met Andy Warhol for the first time, mm-hmm. and like all his underground croup, because, like, you know, David was always weird anyhow, but he said he didn't really fully embrace the weird until he went Andy Warhol in that group, you know, in 70, and he said that's where you get, you know, it changes, you know, turning face to strange, you know, because mm-hmm. he's like I felt like I was the normal one amongst this group, you know? So
but again, not all of the lyrics apply to Duncan or whatever, but you can kind of hear about, like, when he's singing about Oh You Pretty Things, he's talking about, like, this, I mean, when
oh,
your
child, yeah, the kids, yeah.
Yeah, wake when up, your child
wake
is
up,
born.
Sleepy, I mean, head, yeah, wake up, you sleepy head, turn up, you know. Makes total sense.
Mm-hmm. So. Where is it? Well, it's real quiet here. It feels like one of us is not.
Oh, sensitive. Are we missing somebody? I didn't notice.
I think all the John boys are here.
Yeah.
All the John boys are here in attendance, except for, you know, the dollar kind. It's too bad he's not here, because we can't really crack on him, but he'll be back.
Well, before he gets here, I guess we can get it out of the way. You know, last night we a few of us, the three of us actually recorded.
Plus Jay.
Plus Jay actually jumped in on an episode of Owen and Bruce.
So if any Jay and Jack fans out there are just really missing Jay and they don't listen to his show.
Dude, that's not how you sell the show, man.
Oh, okay. Right. We break
it. You want to give them incentive to listen to the show.
Well, as Randy points out, go ahead, Nick.
Well, that's kind of what I was saying to Matt earlier, just texting him privately, is that, you know, it kind of felt to me like last night was kind of like the Beatles getting back together in a way that, you know, you're fine with just the three, you know, but when John joins, it's like something magical is going to happen. And it kind of like had a little extra step in the podcast.
So here's the question. Who's the third and who's the fourth?
Well, no, there's not. It's like you don't have to assign roles, but, you know, it's like, but Jay to me was kind of like the John Lennon of the group, in that he's like, I know I have talent. I can be here if I want to be here, but I want to try some other things, you know, and the rest of us are like, fuck you, Jay. Like, you know, like,
no, it was a good episode last night. I had fun with you guys.
And Will Fry mentions it. I thought
more fun than I did with the last episode.
Yeah, we enjoyed the podcasting and talking about it probably more than the show. Will Fry mentions, I thought he retired from podcasting. Jay does Geek Dad Life. And Screen Geeks and Toy Geeks or something with, so and that's all through Geek Dad Life. So he's kind of like John Lennon, as Nick would say, you know, he's kind of like going off on his own, doing his solo career. Meanwhile, Ringo and Ringo are here. Just keeping the beat.
I'm trying to find the YouTube link over here, like, and I'm bringing up the one from last week.
Oh, it looks like we might have a guest. We might have a guest joining us.
We have Jay.
What is happening right now?
It was almost like the perfect intro
because
we were just talking about you.
Yeah.
It's like I'm blushing.
I literally put it on the TV because we just finished Cruel Summer. And I saw Jack wasn't here yet, so I was like, "Oh my god, I gotta be here to experience this."
Five Below. that's some upscale shit right there. You know, that's like it's literally four steps above a dollar store, John.
So
that's funny.
For everybody that's joining us live or in the podcast that doesn't know, Jack has gone out and hit a grand slam of his own.
Yeah.
He's got like 100,000 views and he's doing his own baseball thing. Jay, you probably know.
Well, so yes, he's hit success on YouTube, but his style is very reminiscent of a very well-known YouTuber called John Boy. So one of his big videos, over 100,000 views, a lot of people are calling him Discount John Boy, basically kind of giving him shit for being very similar to John Boy. I think it's really funny, but Jack's a little sensitive about it. So,
so we all prepared tonight.
Just wait to see his face when he reads them all.
Well, what's going to be the more significant reaction? Is it when he jumps in and sees Jay, or when he jumps in and sees the collaborative effort in the naming convention of all of us?
Well, he'll notice Jay first for sure. Then you'll see him start squinting his eyes, reading all the names, and then he'll just.
I told him because we were talking today because we were talking during usually talk during the Padres games. We'll text back and forth, and I told him your idea, Boston. And about just owning it, you know. But I said, yeah. You need to do is make a T-shirt that says "Discount John Boy" and just wear it in a video
and fucking run with it. Because all it takes is one head nod, and all of a sudden he's like discount shopper YouTube star.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So,
and who gives a shit? Like you just embrace it and just
I reap know the benefits.
No one cares.
He's found his niche, and it's going well. I'm really happy for him. I'm really proud of him. Awesome. And he's just got to own it. He's got to own it.
That's why from now on, it's official. I will only sled in blue jeans.
Forever in blue jeans.
I'm just going to turn into it now. Exactly. I'm tired of fighting you guys.
In blue jeans.
Own it.
Met a sled in blue jeans.
Oh, so good. So good.
We kind of were talking about Star Wars last night.
We were. So
if you really want to squeeze out some Star Wars, go check out.
Now's the time to do it.
I mean,
squeeze out some Star Wars. Can you make it sound a little more appetizing?
Well, I did serve ration bars. So. Hey,
so speaking of appetizing, Jay, what are you drinking over there, bud?
Oh, well, I officially got like a verbal offer on a job today. So I had, I poured out the Johnny Walker Blue tonight.
Oh, you're going with the blue.
Oh,
fucking fancy pants over there.
Going fancy pants with it there.
Well, you know what? I'll fucking drink to that.
Hang on a second. So does that mean you're able to fly us out for the Raleigh meetup?
Sure. Yeah. Whatever you need, Matt.
Okay.
This one's for you. It's a little Pritchard's Tennessee Ball whiskey.
There we go. Mm-hmm. All right. That's from a Tennessee. Is that Tennessee whiskey there?
It's a Tennessee.
I see.
That's
what are you doing over there? I'm having a banquet.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Well, cheers. To you fine gentlemen.
That's fucking awful.
I'm just going with Kahlua coffee tonight. So.
I will say I have been to where they bottle Jack Daniels in
Dry County.
in a dry county, it's so weird. Yeah. But I've seen the spring by which they get the water to make Jack Daniels, and
It'd be like if they grew weed in Indiana, right? Like, and sold and distributed and like legitimately distributed. I'm just saying. Dude, is, I mean, I'm sure weed is grown in Indiana. Don't get me wrong.
But, public service announcement. Don't ever buy Pritchard's Tennessee malt whiskey. I feel like I just fucking went down on something that was embalmed. That was disgusting.
I never heard of it. When you said two whiskey, I was like, I've never heard of that brand ever.
Yeah,
I think you should leave that on the
review. Where did you get that whiskey? Where did you get that whiskey?
So my buddy Jeff, who lives out in San Diego, I think you guys may have met him.
Yeah, I remember Jeff. Yeah.
Yeah, he used to work for the Padres. So it was for my 40th birthday, which was almost a year ago. Fuck you. It was almost 1 year ago. My birthday's coming up soon, actually, which sucks. So he lives in San Diego, and I was working from home, as we all were back in May of last year.
Yeah,
and I hear a knock on the door, and he calls me simultaneous to the knock on the door. He goes, "You should probably go get that." I was like, "The fuck?"
I walk up, and there is this really cute girl from my front door, and I'm like, "Hi."
Did you buy me a woman?
That's my first inclination. I'm like, did you buy me? Is this like Ferris Bueller?
Heard that you were feeling ill.
Yeah.
I heard that you're feeling ill and down on your luck. She goes, this is a gift from your buddy Jeff. And it was actually the girl who works at our local liquor store that does delivery, which is kind of cool. So he like, from the comfort of his pajamas and his couch, like bought me a bottle of liquor and had it delivered. Probably cost him $100, and that was a waste of fucking money because that shit is disgusting. and don't get me wrong, I actually truly do like whiskey, good whiskey. And that is not in the classification.
Maybe it needed sometimes you need a couple drops of water to open up the palate.
Maybe a couple drops of real whiskey would do the trick. Well, I'm going to wash it down with this new thing I've been drinking. You guys hear about this?
No. What is that?
So this is a free advertisement, apparently.
Yeah.
Weed cola.
It is not a cannabis infused beverage. It is actually the Healthy Warrior Energy drink,
which I probably shouldn't drink right now. But
caffeine doesn't really have a negative effect on me. It's actually the Rock's new drink line.
Mm.
I do highly recommend it.
So
it's
what kind of drink
really
is it?
So it's like a it's an energy drink, but it has like tons of like good shit in it, as opposed to your Red Bulls and your Monsters. It's all natural stuff. And
does it have Young Rock in it?
No, it doesn't.
Sorry, I'm just trying to talk about TV shows.
It's weird not being the host. I'm trying to click on comments here.
Oh, okay. Would you like me to throw up a little bit of McCutcheon's?
McCutcheon's whiskey.
No, McCutcheon's.
Scotch.
That was Scotch. Was it whiskey? Well,
it's a Scotch whiskey.
Same family.
They diversified.
That was the one thing at the Lost Auction when the show ended. I was disappointed that it did not sell. Like, well, the props, because like I don't care how much it would have cost.
What's his name bought it? Eric bought it.
Really?
He owned it at one point.
I didn't think they sold at the Lost Auction. I didn't think they sold a bottle of McCutcheon because I would have bid heavily on that damn thing.
Was it a real whiskey or was it
no? Like, it was just a fake.
It was
prop.
Like.
It was probably Pritchard's fucking whiskey wrapped with like whatever.
Yeah, because I mean I bought the jumpsuit and a couple of cans of Dharma beer and like things from the show, but like I really wanted that bottle of McCutcheon and I was like, ah, damn it.
Yeah.
Well, so it's gonna be a Joe Killer.
Access there, Skypec. What are you
doing? Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I'm sorry. I have to fucking renew my license tomorrow. And
do it now.
Let's do it now. Yeah.
I can't. I have to go to the office and do it.
So, we'll just walk through the whole thing. You can put your credit card number
on
there.
So for people who live in Massachusetts, we're finally like the last state in the country to actually have their driver's license be qualified as a federal ID. It's called Real ID.
Very nice.
Yeah, really.
I have to
get a little star now on your corner of your
head. It's a gold star, right?
Yeah. But now I have to bring 87 forms of proof of residency and whatnot. And I just happened to see what I needed of theirs. So
that's David Bowie's last album.
It's gold here. Yeah.
You know, it's I have not gotten the real ID yet because the lines have been insane at DMVs here in North Carolina. So I just renewed mine and have a normal driver's license, and I just bring my passport to.
My passport's expired.
Oh, whoa! Did you censor yourself?
No, his diabetes medication.
Oh, okay. Sorry, it sounded like a little tooth, like a little.
It's he's got a drop trowel.
He's got a touch
right on screen.
Yeah, well, you're right. Yeah, the federal government did extend the real ID for 2 more years. However, my license is up for renewal, so I'll either do it now or pay it again in less than 2 years. So
that's what
I decided to do it now. But the cool thing is if you have AAA, you can just go right to a AAA office with an appointment.
With an appointment. North Carolina.
So I actually legitimately signed up for AAA specifically to get my.
It's the one thing. I like about Colorado is that they were kind of like the first state to do a lot of vote by mail, like all this stuff. And so it's all done so efficiently and so quickly. I had to renew my tags for my plate. They just sent me a little that I already put it in my office, but they sent me just a little card in the mail saying it's time for do it. You know, and then you open it up. It's got all your VIN number, your license plate number. Everything's already there for you. You just go to the website, and it's like. Is your emissions up to date? Like, cool. Like, you just do like a couple things, pay for it, and it's like it'll be there in 7 days. And like, they said, you're like, damn, that was so quick and easy.
You know what? That's awesome. Probably fraudulent and not real. So,
thanks for that $55. But the
more than that,
what was crazy though is the with the real ID, you have to have like all this shit like to prove your residency, which I get. It makes sense, right? But. I've only had like a real shitty small birth certificate. Like it was like a little piece of paper about like that big, and it wasn't what they call long form.
The birth certificate.
So you were born in Kenya then?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So I had to go and order up and have sent to me.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Fifth member now.
I am here.
Welcome. YouTube finally. Sensation crazy hat.
Yeah.
Too big for the RC80 now.
Yeah, well, Manelli's got to make her entry.
20 minutes late.
20 minutes late. It's no 18.
Yeah.
Jack's still here to like prove that Jay can't do math.
I'm sure you guys didn't start right on time either. Did
we really did.
We were boom
on the minute.
Well, it does. No, it just now said 18. So that I'm gonna say you're wrong. No,
I stand. We're on Eastern Standard Time. Where are you?
Yeah.
I'm in hell. I don't know.
Aww. Well, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's probably the most boring background you've ever had in the history of the show.
I was doing another, and I had to just do something.
You're like that.
Videos.
Oh, now he left, so he can. Oh, there you go.
He looks like that kid in your class that's just the asshole that gets the brick background on school picture day.
Oh, not that one. Really? Gonna do that one.
It's so bad.
So, Jay, this is Matt's illegitimate son, daughter. We're not sure yet.
No, there's nothing illegitimate about it. It's completely legit.
It's been spotted. It's like Bigfoot. People are spotting this thing, and they actually got a picture of it.
Can we plus in Miami Mike's comment?
Oh, yeah. You want to take over?
No. You
know, no.
Yeah, I think that was one of the comments.
Well, do you notice our names, Jack?
Nice. I didn't notice it, but I noticed them now. Nice.
Well, so we were talking about you before you got on, Jack, and you were talking about your newfound fame on YouTube. Being likened to John Boy. Are you what's your choose your own adventure here? What are you gonna do? Are you gonna steer clear of it, or are you just gonna wrap your arms around it and just own it?
I just kind of laugh at it. I basically now I say thanks for the feedback.
Don't No, no, you can't. You can't do that.
You teach him right, Boston.
So, there's a wave, right? This is a once in a lifetime wave that's coming on right here. You gotta fucking jump on that wave and own it, regardless of what people think about it.
Oh, I don't care. I mean, I'm not losing sleep over it.
Well, you're losing viewers over it, because if you embrace it and you say you just have the actual John Boy make one half a second mention about you, you are going to get ridiculous popular.
But would he do it though?
Yeah, he would.
He's got over a million subscribers. Why would he care about me?
Because it's funny.
All you want is 2% of them to know who you are.
You just lean into that.
All right. So what should I do?
You should make shirts. You should make. You should change the name of your channel. and you should just straight up own it. Like this is.
Should I be like John Boy One?
Ed's suggesting Jack Boy.
John Boy.
Oh my God, Jack Boy.
Jack Boy. Ed,
that just sounds weird.
What else doesn't sound weird?
Show, right. Well, welcome to the Jack Boy. What kills me? It's any video you do, you're criticized for copying him.
That's
and
fine.
I'm like, I go, but wait a minute. I go, he didn't Jack, start you, sports comedy.
He gets sensitive about it.
You realize what 100,000 people criticizing you means?
100,000. It means
100,000 people watched your shit.
Yeah. I've seen presidents get elected on that shit.
Own it.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Just saying. IRL.
Oh, Miami Mike says you can call yourself John Man.
I say
you go for it, man.
That's throwing fire.
Next we're gonna say John Man here.
I told Jack earlier today, I talked about this on before Jack got here. I was like, he's just gonna get a t-shirt and just say discount John Boy and say nothing.
Yeah,
have it on the shirt.
Just wear it,
and then boom! Like, and all the people that are giving you shit, they can just like, what do they respond to that? They're like, all right, props, that's good. And he's owning it.
This guy's got sense of humor. All right, fuck it. And then it's gonna turn into people not giving you shit so much. It's like, mm-hmm. Okay, I'll watch this guy's next.
But you know, any feedback is good, because the more feedback,
they're just giving you shit.
Only but the more comments you have, the more the videos is.
This isn't the fruit store. You don't need feedback. Like, you just gotta go and just run with this.
I'm gonna order a shirt that says discount.
You
Jumbo.
Need to be the fucking evil twin, because mm-hmm. that is how you will win. Yep. Write that shit down, somebody.
Mm-hmm. I need to be the evil fucking twin.
Fucking twin.
I'm just having a good time doing the thing. I mean, it's just like,
I feel like I'm looking at my evil twin because of that fucking backdrop of yours. Damn it, Jack.
Who made it? Did you actually make that, Jack? Did you have
a Jack made it. Like, I made it, yeah.
That should be evil John Boy twin's like mascot.
No, don't stop. We're just gonna stop listening to all advice.
Matt's love child. It's
gone. John Boy and the bad boy.
No. So gross. I need to move you farther away from John Boy. Look at my own self in this.
Now place. You gotta look at Jay.
You know, I thought about, like, before you came on, like, actually crafting something, you know, with your face and making you all look weird with John Boy or John. Yeah.
But he never shows his face. I've never seen John Boy's face. Does he show his face?
I've seen him a couple times.
I honestly didn't even know who he was until I saw people shitting on you, and I had to research it.
They're not wrong about that one video. I did it intentionally. But
good.
I know. I did it on purpose.
That's why I told Jack. I was like, you could do this. You could be this guy. It's not that hard. You have the opinions. Share your opinions.
I know. I have no problem. It's just like whatever.
I thought it was really funny. I think Jack is very funny, and this is some of his best work.
So to be fair, Jack, is you're never going to listen to Owen and Baru. but we did talk about you last night, Owen Baru, and we all came to a consensus that your video that got the most notoriety, you did a really nice job with that video, Jack.
You did.
Thank you. But now it's been passed.
I didn't like it.
So passed like by the it. Guy get hit in the face.
But you did a good job.
I knew you wouldn't like it.
I hit like. Subscribe.
I did hit subscribe. I mean,
I had to beg you guys to subscribe. I had to send you guys a
You didn't beg. All you had to do was ask, and you literally all did.
It was pretty passive aggressive bitchy tweet though.
It was like, hey guys, I would really appreciate it if you go ahead and give me a subscribe on my new sport page.
If you haven't, I'm sure you have already.
Yeah,
and I said
passive aggressive. Yeah.
Why? No, that's what I don't know, your mom, Catholic mother would say to make you feel guilty about something.
My mother said, just fucking do it now.
Currently Googling how to unsubscribe from YouTube.
Thanks in advance. You did put thanks in advance.
You said thanks in advance?
Thanks in advance, yes.
Oh, did he?
Yay!
Oh.
Yay!
You know what? You guys shit on me so much. It's so funny for you guys to shit on me. It's beautiful. I love
3 days later, 3 days later, like, per my recent text.
God, I wrote that in an email back to a customer one time, and then I took it out before I sent the email. I had to, you know, sometimes when you're pissed and you write an email and you're like, motherfucker, and then you're like, okay, I gotta just read that email before I spit send. Okay, I'm going to take out per my last email. Okay, that sounds really dickish.
No. Yeah, but you know what though? That's your intent, so leave it in.
I had a guy yesterday on one of the videos. It's one where the Dodgers are bitching and playing at the guy bunt. Down by 13. Oh, yeah. And the guy said, "Oh, that's just moronic. You shouldn't bunt in that situation." I said, "So if he would have got a walk, hit by pitch, or single, that's okay. But bunting is wrong." So I just went with this whole, you know, every pitcher's on a pitch count. Mm-hmm. Kershaw was on. And I just gave him back all the facts. He goes, well, no wonder you only have 500 subscribers with your taking everything personal.
Okay, they're commenters.
I go.
See, that's can't. You cannot win an argument with a YouTube commenter.
Well, that's what but that was what he said. I said, okay. I thought it was debate or just giving opinions, but if you want to think that's okay.
There's no sensible debate on YouTube comment sections.
Yeah, it's like when we were doing
Facebook,
doing the Twitter. Lost podcast, and someone goes, "Why don't you watch the episode more than once before you podcast about it?" So I text back,
"All right,
why don't you go listen to their fucking 100 podcasts on the Lost." Go listen to their 100 Lost podcast out there, you dumbass. And my wife goes, "Don't send that." I go, "Why not?" And I did send it. And then the guy sent back, "I'm sorry. I didn't realize you guys do a second episode. I apologize." I go, "Oh, no problem." Oh.
It's like the movie.
Can we pull up Ed's comment here, Ed Smith, again, just so we get Jack to comment on it?
It's true. Yeah. We need this in writing because we got to figure out what we're going to do with this RC80 thing. You know,
John Lennon situation. He's gotten Yoko, aka John Boy.
It's good. It's gonna be Jay and Matt.
We can always pull Paul McCartney in here. I know he only pops in from time to time. But
Jack's gonna lose his production credit. It's just gonna be the Jay and Matt show. Because I mean,
there goes that tattoo I was gonna get.
We lose Jay and Jack, and then we're like, we're still fourth and fifth billing. You know, like what the hell? We are on the show.
That is Nick's fate is to still be fourth or fifth billing.
Yeah. Did it ask medical order? What? But yeah, sure.
I like John Mann. I thought Miami Mike's thing. That's pretty.
Yeah, I'm with Miami Mike in that.
Yeah, that's a pretty good. You know.
I do agree with Colleen. I think it should be pronounced like
boy.
Boy. I don't know. That's the only way I understand
boy.
How to pronounce
boy. Honestly, if you changed it to Jack Mann, like that would just stir the fucking pot so much more.
I'm not going to do that.
Dude, you really should.
It would be so good.
You're like the one person I know that has a thick enough skin. I don't know.
Jack doesn't, though. He doesn't have thick skin at all.
We would just hear about it on the
I ref for 14 years.
Yeah, that's what you say, but do you remember how sensitive and guilt tripper you were when you asked people to subscribe to your thing?
Well, I know you've already done it, but... TIA.
How is that being sensitive?
If it was Jackman, though, one, you're going to get some weird followers because I think it's Jack Man. Yeah. And then two, they might think it's like Hugh Jackman. So they're like, is it Hugh Jackman podcast? Like
John Man. If it's John Boy, you do John Man.
You should be called Jack Man and have like a ball gag on your face as if your logo to your podcast.
No, but it's got to be a baseball ball gag.
Nice.
That's actually not a bad logo idea. Like Jack's face just with the baseball.
In it.
Oh, yeah. Because we all want him to shut up sometimes.
See?
I didn't say that. Did I say that part?
Jack, you're talking to the guy that likes to name shit. I'm telling you, that's true.
Your expression, Jack, that was great. Huh?
But I think, that's a real, because Joe Rogan's is kind of like it, right? He's just like,
and he's a douche. And look how the people follow him.
Yeah.
So now you're saying I'm a douche?
No. You're like the loveliest of the douche.
The loveliest douche.
Lovely is the douche.
You know, the one thing that we do love to do
get jacked up with
Jack Man.
I was going to say we love to take commercial breaks.
Oh.
Brought to you by Jack Man.
Okay. Well, Colleen's in the chat. She can just write it down, right?
Oh, it's true, Colleen. Yeah.
She loves that.
I saw the message that came across from Colleen today, and I didn't have a chance to respond.
I feel like she could throw something at me.
I'm like, Jay threw us under the bus, that son of a bitch.
I do like RCAD. Get Jack up.
That's probably the episode title. That could go in so many different directions.
Good.
Get Jack up. Brought to you by Sildenafil.
Did you have a show?
Well, look at this. We got the band back together. This is crazy.
The full crew.
Today is Thursday.
We should just drunk dial Tim and see what happens. Are you allowed to come out and play?
No, he's probably cleaning his dog's ass.
Oh, God.
God damn it.
Or killing a rabbit with a stick or something.
Oh, yeah. Remember the fucking rabbit stories? That shit was weird.
The thing is, random. He totally left us to go do other podcasts. So clearly, he thought he would be more successful in other pastures.
I see him on Twitter talking about a lot about Shrek. That's all I get from him.
I don't follow him anymore. So,
I did reach out to him though when there was that it was a couple years ago now.
The Salinas thing. Yeah.
The shooting at the Garlic Festival. He's big on the Garlic Festival, and there was a shooting like a year or two ago.
But well, with my soundboard, I can plug in his call. Do we want to call him?
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, why not? Now. Right. Oh, okay. I know he's big on bloody.
The executive producer of the show is saying.
Let me see if I still have his contact info.
Colleen says he's sure the wife will be fine.
So here, I'm calling.
I mean, taking a crap on someone else's lawn. That's true.
You're yelling upstairs. Let me pair it to my phone. Here we go.
I love that episode of The Office where Andy's taping up his nipples for that run. Right away, I go, that's Tim, because Tim always would say how bloody his nipples were.
Bloody nipples.
I cannot connect to the device. That's lame. Jay, do not do that. He's not going to answer it anyway.
You know what, though? What if he does?
What if he does?
Question him.
While he's connecting, though, Jack, I'll go back to your Twitter war
thing. All right.
That actually happened in a movie called Chef with Jon Favreau, where he got on Twitter, didn't understand it at all.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just like arguing back and forth with this guy. I think it's just between that person and him.
Oh, okay.
And like, and they're like, he's like, you got 100,000 followers overnight. He's like, what? He's like, yeah, because you're being a dick to this guy. And he's like, what? It's a cute movie. If anyone's never seen it, it's a good one.
You lost me at cute.
Fine.
Well, it's not connecting, so no fun. No.
Well, we just got like three people who listen to this show somewhat excited.
Let's see if I can get it connected. Let me see if I can get it to somebody else. Anybody else? Do you want to call Cliff?
Yes.
Who on a crank call?
Yes.
Yes. Let's, let,
Okay, hold on. So are we going to do this in the form of a crank call?
Well, it's from coming from my phone number, so he'll know it's
sure, he'll know it's you.
Woody?
That's true. It's Cliff. He probably wouldn't know.
I am.
Oh, and, hey, guys.
And Ed, I do believe that you know exactly where he lives because you
Ed says, I live close to Tim. I can TP his house and spray. You just been jacked. and I, for one, fully endorse that.
Yeah. Well, since we can't do the dead people next to Matt, why don't we do something to
all right, here we go.
You cannot do anything about the dead people next to me.
They're that's why we already. I just said.
Ed says we should call Warm Taffy.
Warm Taffy?
He's probably sleeping by now. You don't wake him up.
Oh yeah, that's not worth it. All right, Cliff. It's 7 o'clock there. It's only 7 o'clock. Here we go. Let me see if you guys can hear this. I want to make sure. Let's see.
Can you guys? You got any hot dogs, buddy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Cliff's not at home. Where could he be?
Jay, I'm in the middle of a campaign of Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, what's going on?
That's it.
Hey, Cliff.
Yeah, how's it
going, Cliff?
It's been forever. Can you hear everybody else right now? Or can you only hear
Hello,
me?
Hello, Cliff.
I can only hear you.
Oh,
going through a thingamabopper.
Yeah,
vocal thing. Hello, everybody. If they can hear me.
Yeah.
We can hear you.
There's Skypeck, Jack, Matt, and your good friend Nick on the line.
Chris wants his hot dog.
Oh, awesome! You guys are doing the podcast, huh?
We're doing a live my
fucking
show
hot
right
dog,
now.
You bastard!
Oh, and, snap.
We were just, you know, reminiscing of the old times, and we wanted to give you a chat and see how you're doing, buddy. We missed
Wiener
you.
Wiener alert, says Ed.
Oh, how am I doing? Oh, gosh. There's another call that I just got, but I'm like, nah, it's a work call.
Well, you ignore that shit, Cliff.
Yeah, we want you to work on the Godfather part four.
No, reminiscing about the old times. What about the old times? North Carolina, lots of Comic-Con, lots of crazy... Well,
how about your hurricanes?
Ideas and things that happened before. And
Skypeck wanted to hear about any, you know, one hot dogs you've bought recently.
Oh, Jesus. No, it's funny. At work, we're actually doing we finished up a Sonic, let's fast the fast food joint, a campaign.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Sonic has their famous, like, foot-long hot dogs, and I'm like, I got to get one, but there's none in LA. Well, there are, but they're like, you know, 30 miles away.
And Johnny Watt.
I'm not driving through LA traffic to get it.
Can Cliff take an entire foot-long hot dog?
That's
no,
fair.
Sorry, Boston. That day. Yeah. Feel guilty about it.
Yeah. Can he hear us?
I'm sorry. He can't hear us.
Cliff can hear us. I do
okay.
Not hear us.
Jay's just doing a terrible job of relaying the
reaction. I apologize. I'm sorry. Or maybe I'm choosing not to. No, I seriously can't hear you guys.
Don't hit me with a water bottle.
Cliff, you are one of my favorite people in the history of my life. You're one of my best friends, and I miss you dearly, and we all miss you very much. And I believe Colleen and I might be going at LA Way in September, so hopefully we'll be able to see you.
Oh, nice.
Then we'll be doing I'll be going to PowerCon. It's a He-Man convention. But anyway.
Oh,
you
right
can
on.
Film
right
you
on.
Can be the cameraman.
Yeah,
you want to be the cameraman.
I'm still here in L.A. Still,
ask him, Jay. You need to
still,
ask him right now.
You know,
you fucking put this in yourself. You have to ask him right now.
You know, you could definitely ask Nick. Nick is a lucky one. He got out of here. He was like, I enjoyed it. I'm done. You know, I'm gone. You know, see you later.
Nick is living that Colorado life. He's high all the time.
All the time.
All the
6,000 feet.
He's high right now.
But
you know, you guys, I love you guys, and it's one of those things where it's like I think we're just getting over the hump of this like horrible
yes
thing, you know, and like, you know, Comic-Con I think will be next year,
yep,
like probably for sure. So
yep, 100%.
Well, if it's still in San Diego,
I gotta go back to Comic-Con.
Did you get your vaccine, Cliff?
I got my first dose.
Okay,
my second one is coming this weekend, actually. So
did you get Pfizer or?
But yeah, it's just luckily I've been able to work from home this entire time. And since then, we've just been, you know, it's just been in my little studio. That's about as big as, you know, just imagine a half a hotel room. And that was good enough for me.
Nick was shaking his head profusely about the size of your,
like a fancy hostel.
He lives in a renovated motel.
Nick has it's
almost not like big enough for a foot long hot dog.
That's why you can only get one.
Well, Cliff, I'll let you go, but just know we all love you, miss you, and we'll see
you. But I brought tissues.
Glad you're on your way.
Still hungry, you bastard.
Yeah, and hopefully the same with you guys. I love you guys. I love hanging out with you guys, and it'll be a really magical experience when we all get back together.
Yes.
And like can actually chill in the same room together.
Yep.
And be like, oh my God, like, you know,
just not like, your room.
You know, and like here's a beer. I was like, oh, I don't know, I better get a fresh one out of the fridge because you know. But I love you guys. And thanks for calling, man.
Absolutely.
And hopefully I'll see you guys in September.
Yeah,
or see you in September.
100%. 100%. All right, buddy. Amen. Take care. Have a good night.
All right.
God bless.
You guys.
All right. Bye.
Oh, that was nice. That was the nicest one-sided fucking interview question I've ever been a part of.
If people listen to only this episode and then they listen to everything else, they're going to be like, what was the rest of that shit?
He's going
to
hear me, finally hear me tearing him up and down and then fucking starving. Love you, Cliff.
We've got everything on this show. We've got
He lives in a renovated motel, and like it's perfect Cliff though, because he was trying to save money. But even for LA, it's still expensive. And you're like, you pay that for this?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's LA.
Well, not everybody can have like a sweet studio with 75-foot ceilings in downtown LA, Nick.
That's where I lived. You know, that's where I worked.
It was a dope apartment. It was so good.
I love my place.
That was a great apartment.
And there were so many people that were like, you know, like, wow, this place is huge. And to me, it felt small, but they were like, you know, compared to everything else downtown, it's like 450, 500 square feet. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
But what was amazing about your space was the ceilings were so
high. Yeah.
It was like,
so high.
It was the TV commercial, like, apartment for a city, you know? It was amazing.
I loved that place. I mean, I got to tell you, like, when I was going around downtown LA looking for apartments, that was the first one I stopped at. And the door guy / manager, he goes, oh, are you going to other places after this one? I said, yeah, I've got an appointment at this place. She looks at me and goes, you'll be back. Yeah, and I just kind of, and I showed back up a few hours later. He's like, told you. You know, love that guy.
You know. Oh, that's awesome. Well, that was fun. Anybody else? No?
I don't know, Jay. Do you want to talk to somebody?
It's just you, yeah.
Don't you have that great technology there?
Yeah. I know, yeah. It's
best produced podcast, my ass.
What are you talking about? That was amazing.
This is the first time
the ether like that.
Yeah, I mean, like Jack and Matt don't even play calls. I mean, Jay literally called someone on the podcast.
When was the last time we had a call?
Well, it's because you don't listen. You don't play them.
I'm not the producer.
I got to be producer only because everybody else stepped backwards. And I was just like, well, I guess
I'll do it.
You were completely pushing for it behind the scenes. You were a
backstabber. No.
You're like a fucking politician. I said, fuck it. You want that bad, Matt? Take the fucking job. Matt,
you may not want to be the producer, but you sure as fuck act like one.
Someone's got to text me, when will we do this? When will we do this? Because, because man, the listeners got to get their podcast.
Actually, what are you saying? You're saying, Chris, when can you record?
not this week, sorry.
maybe 10 minutes, maybe 15.
Yeah.
Maybe
I'm, cut, 10 I'm minutes cutting it off after 20.
It's cutting it close.
I got to get up at 7 a.m. Maybe.
No, he's got to get up at 5
a.m.
5 a.m.
To be clear, when I put out the call, you said Tuesday or Wednesday. So I was like, okay, let's do this Wednesday.
Sure.
Owen and Bruce Tuesday. So I was thinking, like, oh, he doesn't have to
At least we didn't get pushed back to 10 for own brews.
Well, if I say I can record, it's not because of what's happening the next day. The fact that I can sit in front of a microphone. I have to be tomorrow and Friday up at 5 a.m. So
that sucks.
Yeah. Hey, man, kids.
Tell me about it.
They're just relentless. They just keep wanting more and more attention.
I regret having them.
Okay. You know?
Probably like, why? Why do you want that heat? We're good.
Oh, she wants another one?
I think she wants one, but she doesn't really want one. That's my theory.
Isn't there an age cutoff?
Well, she's in the chat, so let's go to Colleen.
Well, I know her opinion.
Hey, why don't you call Colleen?
No, invite her on the podcast. That. She can
turn right back into the Married Man show in 2 weeks.
No. We really should call Warm Taffy. You think he's really asleep by now? He is asleep by now.
He's asleep. There's no.
I think he'd feel weird because he doesn't know.
Do you have his number? Do you have his number?
Three of us.
What? But it would just
be annoying. I think you get a bunch of weed ones.
Give him a call.
Should I do it?
Yeah. What the fuck?
As long as I'm not, I don't have to listen to him. Bitch.
I mean,
I'm not gonna. Because I was gonna put a call out to play poker for the people that are vaccinated, and if he's vaccinated, I'd like him to come out and play poker. So
I'm vaccinated. I don't know if Kevin's vaccinated though.
Kevin's probably not, but that's fine, I guess. One less person's money to steal.
But he's
an easy winner. I mean, you want to play against Kevin? He should just give his money and
walk in. But the rule is, if you want to come play poker night, you got to be vaccinated. He's probably not going to be in that crew.
Well, that worked for the whole mask thing.
Well, I mean, what's it? I mean, if like say you invite 10 people, if 9 of the 10 are vaccinated, what's it matter? Because like if you're already protected, I'm just curious.
That's true, but I in terms of sending a call out to our normal group of poker players, to make everybody feel comfortable, like, hey, if you're vaccinated, you know, let's do a.
But I'm cool. If I'm vaccinated, I'm cool, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're vaccinated, you got no worries.
Here's the thing. That's not necessarily true. You know, if you're not vaccinated, or if you are vaccinated, you don't have to worry.
That's true.
You should always take precautions. And I'm just saying this because a friend of mine, fully vaccinated, just tested positive.
Right.
Yeah. Granted, the symptoms are far less severe.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, they were fully vaccinated.
We've all experienced
Pfizer, and boom, got COVID.
We've all experienced the post. You know, vaccine kind of like, you know,
bag of smashed apples feeling.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, I always imagine like what that would be like nonstop for days on end. And I just think, fuck that shit.
Nope.
Hard no. So I do think that it's great that we're at this point though, where we can kind of have hangouts or get togethers. And I think we were talking about it kind of off air, you know, after we did the Owen Brews, I think, where I was talking about beginning of April, I had hung out with some other people that were vaccinated. There were like two other guys that I've hung out with in the past and done jams with, and we play cards. And it was just such an amazing time to be.
You're making jam?
No, like jam and, you know, like play music and riff and just kind of be stoned and drunk.
I thought you were talking about like making like strawberry jam.
And that's what I thought too.
Yeah. Add some sugar to it, you know?
Yeah.
Sure. Go ahead. Anyway, just that aspect and
that's what I thought.
I'm trying to segue to Chris.
Is anybody else picturing Matt sitting around a table with a bunch of sheep listening to tunes? Like,
yeah. I'm picturing like just jeans only, shirtless, you know, with a couple of jars, mason jars with some fruit, some sugar, you know, and some sheep hanging around.
So
he grew up on a farm, so yeah.
So we kind of, I kind of likened Matt to the let's make a deal last night. So like it's like. You're on stage with Matt and he gives you three doors to choose from, each of them like a way to just bust his balls and give him shit. And no matter which door you open, it's actually a successful run at just giving Matt shit. But what he was getting to, and I appreciate the transition, was I actually threw a party for my wife for her 40th birthday.
That was a really strange segue, but thank you.
Yeah. That's what you're mentioning.
I was trying to, you know,
I'm vaccinated and I wasn't invited.
This ability for us
to get together in person and to be able to hang out. Like it's an amazing feeling, you know?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. We threw a party for my wife on Saturday, and it was killer. So like everyone there was fully vaccinated. They all received a party favor from me. I rolled everybody a joint who came into attendance, and I actually made the rule is you can't share. This is COVID time. That's all for you.
I'm sorry.
No, but it was great. So we had a blast. Kind of turned my backyard into a little bit of like a party scene, and then I hired a food truck, and it was fucking awesome.
What kind of food?
So we had like Asian duck banh mi. It was amazing. There were hot dogs.
Were there smashed apples?
No smashed apples, but there was pulled pork and there's a ton of chicken sandwiches. It was awesome. And I didn't have to deal with cooking for 35 people, which is the best
thing. You know, if you're still on Facebook, you just said happy birthday.
Yeah.
I started to say that last night about, because you're talking about hiring a food truck. It's one of the most ingenious things about Fort Collins is that there's 33 breweries in Fort Collins, but like, they're a brewery, so they're not a restaurant. They're not a bar and grill.
They can't serve food, right?
They don't serve food. But there's a huge food truck service in Fort Collins, and they're not like street ones like in LA or New York or anything. They just hang out in front of breweries. And so you'll have all these options of food trucks at every brewery, and they rotate just constantly around the town. And it's like, these are so great.
That's brilliant.
But the big mistake that was made, though, was the fact that I passed out all the joints prior to food being ordered. I footed the bill for everybody. It's just kind of like part of throwing the party, right? And it was not cheap, but I got the bill for everybody, and on average everybody ordered at least two entrees. So it turned into a little bit of a hefty bill.
It's so awesome, Mommy Mike.
Chris would always leave dates by saying, "How do you like them apples?" Yeah. Channeling my inner Matt Damon.
Miami Mike's on fire tonight. On fire. All right, I'm sending Dale a text to see if he's awake. Mm-hmm. I hope he doesn't think this is like some woman saying, "Hey, you up?"
But if you send him breasts, though, he might be up then.
I got a hood of a car that needs dinning.
Oh, pour some out for Tony Katane.
No, that was I don't think it was direction he was going.
I did want to say that over the weekend
she was born in San Diego.
I was reading the 50th anniversary of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's Deja Vu came out last week, and Cameron Crowe wrote like a huge freaking opener for the record, and he's actually from Riverside, California, not San Diego.
I didn't say he was born in San Diego.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you always hype him up as being from San Diego.
He's lived in San Diego, and he wrote, the whole plot for Almost Famous is him growing up in San Diego.
True. Yeah. He's actually from Indio.
Indio. I've been there. I've been through there.
I've been through there too. Yeah, but like, there's not much to see.
That's where you go through Palm Springs.
Palm Springs. Yeah, it's a little mountain area.
Yeah. I used to pass it, and I would go through. I used to work at Palm Desert.
You're talking about India?
Indio.
Oh, okay.
If you look at Southern California.
I was very confused because I didn't understand how Jack had ever been to India.
Oh, it's definitely.
It's a desert.
Sorry.
A desert area. But like, if you look,
I understand. Jack, no way.
I've never driven to India. I've never driven there.
That's fair.
I tried once, but.
But if you look at a map of Southern California, like you find Riverside, and then there's like a little bitty mountain range in between Palm Springs and Riverside, and there's a little town in between. It's called Indio, and that's where he's from.
That's the endo shit that they're smoking these days, right?
When Jay was younger, I used to work at Palm Desert. And
in these days? That
was remember that mountain, Jay, that we used to go up?
These days.
That drive was so scary.
Yeah. No turns! I go, I have to turn because the road is turning.
Well, it's like you drive and you just look off and there's a cliff and you're death.
Yeah. Right.
Moment. Not the good cliff.
And I'm not saying I'd get as close as I could.
Right up to the edge. That's what the kids call edging.
Yeah.
We're on the edge.
Your mom used to freak out too.
Yeah, exactly. That's Chris. Exactly. That's my thought went to the other expression. Like, okay, is he edging or rimming? What's he talking about?
We can call Jimmy Aquino. I don't know if that's the same name. Yeah.
He's probably hanging out with some famous person.
Sherry, what I wanted to mention, and this is a large topic, but not that big. Everybody has something that they know about this. So we went to see Wizard of Oz over the weekend on the screen. Aww. And
the movie, Witch.
And, you know, I mean, it's a classic, timeless movie. We've all seen it at some point.
Oh, it's a movie.
Yeah, the movie. But I think there's something about sitting in a movie theater to see it because you're kind of like, okay, yeah. I'm not on my device. I'm like actually just paying attention to like all of the details and, you know, and there's just certain things. I basically went into a deep dive after the movie. I was like, oh shit, I got to look up stuff on this. Cause you know, I mean, there's like tons of history behind this movie, like all of the different people and, you know, so, but I think of the things that I found most fascinating was that they almost took out Somewhere Over the Rainbow. The MGM thought it was slowing down the Kansas part. And they had, that was one of their notes was to apparently they wanted to shorten that down.
Just remember, Jay, you can't play it for long.
Yeah. We're going to get canceled.
Actually, you can play it. Then let's put it up. And I
love what was that little ding?
That's just my phone. Colleen just texted me saying the Yankees are 3 outs from a no-hitter. Apparently they're free this season.
Why would you fucking say that?
Yeah, she just jinxed it.
You just let it roll, man.
You just said it out loud.
Who's the pitcher? It's the Yankees, though. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
No, you were about ready, Jay, to get to the part in the song where it has that like weird bird Twitter thing that goes... It sounds like an alien spaceship like zooming through.
What lyric is it? I'll pull it up real quick.
Are you saying it didn't?
It's where she's talking about the bluebirds, and then there's like a bluebird.
One up, bottom of the ninth. They all wish upon a star and wake up
where the clouds are far behind. Oh, here we go. Over the rainbow.
I don't know. It's not in this part.
former Padre Corey Kluber, whatever his name is.
Oh, Kluber's putting one together?
Yeah.
Up for him.
It's funny, though.
One of the worst trades in Padre history.
It is.
Even though that's the iconic version of that song, the ukulele Hawaiian version.
Is the best one. I agree.
Jay, do you know his name?
Yeah, Israeli,
yeah.
Money, something. Yeah.
Still like the most, I think it's the most downloaded, most sampled, most not sampled, but like most streamed version of the song.
It's the song that I
believe it. Yeah.
Kamakawawe Oloe.
And
yeah, his version is the most famous. When I play the ukulele, is what I play.
Yeah. You should have opened up this episode with that song, Nick.
I remember the first time I heard it was the episode on ER where the bald guy died. That's where I heard it for the first time. I was like, what is this song? This is
bald
the
guy. Thing I've ever
seen. You know, the glasses and he's balding.
Yeah, apparently he had no intention of, you know, like he never thought about recording the song. It came to him while he was sleeping at like 3 or 4 a.m. in the morning and just it wouldn't leave his thought. And so he got up, went to the studio, knocked it out, and then that was it.
Wow. It's like scrambled eggs.
Right, yeah, for yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
It is a shame because, you know, he died so young. He was so overweight. It is a shame. Such a beautiful voice. Beautiful, beautiful voice.
You're talking about Ross. Not Ross. Anthony Edwards' character.
Yeah, he died.
Okay. I'm like, what's going on here?
That is where we lost Jack. We just picked him up. We went around the whole highway.
There are a lot of bald people on that show.
Hey. I got it.
I remember it because we were watching. You were watching. I didn't really watch it, but you were watching it, Jack. It was when we lived on Prince Carlos Lane.
No hitter.
And they got him.
You got it.
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
And it looks like right fielder Ryan Lamar left the game due to an injury sustained while making a catch to get the second
out.
That's love.
But, yeah.
I don't know if Colleen or anyone who's American League fan could survive out west, because like I've tried to invite people to go down to see the Rockies, even though they suck. It's like, hey, like let's go watch a game. I just want to watch a game. I don't care who's playing. I just want to watch a game, get a hot dog, eat some peanuts, have some fun. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I'm a Yankees fan. I was like, I'm sorry, the fucking American League doesn't play in Colorado.
Yep. I wish the Padres could play the Rockies more often.
Yeah, I'm sure
we swept the Rockies and we swept the Cardinals. I'm so sorry. Oh, yeah.
With our minor league team.
Yeah,
with our minor league team.
You know, the Cardinals do not start playing until July. Everyone knows this.
Anyway, let's move on.
Our minor league team.
I want to test this though, so I'm going to call Colleen, but I'll hang up really quickly.
Oh.
Because we don't want her to linger too long. She gets really loud. But let me just call her. I just want to test to see.
Not excited. She is. She's listening. She's probably.
I know, but I want to test to see. I tried to change it.
Ed says and punch some guy in the face.
I just want to test this live.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hey.
Hey, can you hear anybody else but me?
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Can you hear them?
Hi.
Mark, no. She's probably watching
live
as well.
TV actually, but I can't hear them. Give me a second. Hold on. Let me focus in.
Thought this was gonna be quick.
Yeah, it's Colleen. You know it's not gonna be that quick. But
oh man,
damn.
What?
Unlike Jay.
There's a commercial break there.
I thought it.
John saying first place Giants already won. The Padres gained on the Giants with their minor leaguers.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, Colleen, I'm sorry. I thought it would work. It didn't work. Never mind.
Great show, kids.
I just
one in a million.
Compared in case
wrapping it up.
Texted me back saying he was game, but he is not. He is not texting me back, so he must.
He probably he goes to bed like at 8 o'clock.
I know, but I figured try. There's people in the chat. They're here. They are patrons. They wanted to hear.
I mean, this guy goes to bed like right now. You know, like he's. He's one of those people, you know. He's
my
got
my gummy kicked in 45 minutes ago. I am
because it'll never be better than hanging out with newly formed celebrity Discount John Boy.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Well, he'll spend time with us. This is important for everybody at home. This is.
Yeah, it took me a second. Who the fuck's he talking about?
It's your name, Jeff.
I know. I'm just and I'm only drinking water.
Anyway, Matt, you need to come to the podcast beginning in October. Colleen has decided.
I've made the plea.
Bring the wife. She can come.
Bring the dead bodies.
It's a bit tricky because it's actually her parent-teacher conferences are that week before, so they go right up on that Friday. Is like her parent-teacher conferences. My birthday is actually on the 6th. And so it's a tricky weekend.
I'm hearing general, nothing but fucking excuses. Yeah. I'm even going to try to go.
I've looked at airline tickets. I was doing that last night after we talked. So I'm
kicking the tires. You're kicking
the tires. You know, there's I think there's like a 5. There's like a 5:40.
You got flight times.
You got time.
I got time.
Tires, bro. You're in TSA pre-check.
Someone might need help cooking the cheeseburgers.
All right. What's the date of this soiree?
Colleen, you say because I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I thought I did.
I thought it was the
Saturday. Sometime in October.
October 16th? No, sorry.
I thought it was the 9th and the 10th. Isn't that what it is? So it's Saturday and Sunday.
Colleen's not freaking being around to talk about dates.
I feel like Colleen needs to come on this podcast. This is episode 122.
October 8th. I did write it down.
Should we go to Angus Barn?
Will John Boy be there?
Be rich?
Maybe.
It's not that expensive.
John Boy could be here. Ooh, maybe that's special guest.
Dude, maybe you just got a new job. You're buying. Come on.
That's true. That's true.
Should I invite him?
Rent the podcast weekend? Columbus Day weekend.
Well, do we really call it that, though? I mean,
right. Is it racist?
Depending on the state.
Racist Day weekend?
There she said. What is it again, Colleen? Say it again.
It's the 8th through the 10th. Everybody needs to leave on the 11th. Stay on the 10th, though, because the 10th is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's the 10th?
Sunday, I guess. I don't know.
So why is that exciting?
I don't know.
Sundays are always exciting. Those are the days in which...
Those are the days of thunder.
Because, I don't know. You were making fun of me before.
Who's making fun of you?
Matt, eat shit. Matt's a sweetheart. Why would you say that about Matt?
No, happy birthday, Matt.
It's not his birthday till October. What are you doing? Did you keep drinking my Johnny Walker Blue, you son of a bitch?
I might have done an extra splash, but I also drank a glass of water. So there's that.
What was in the water?
my birthday's on the 6th that week, so it's like just 2 days.
Oh, wait, wasn't there a question? I'm calling you
because she got more than a splash, gentlemen.
This is great podcasting.
Yes. I'll tell you, in my 41 years of life,
A and B and C and D. You want to have a date. It's the 8th through the 11th. Go home on the 11th. Nobody's staying here after that Monday. You're getting cut off on the Sunday.
It's going to be really
fun, though, and fun. And also,
it's fun. Get the fuck out.
Right now, and I don't like it, and it makes me uncomfortable. So, bye. Mm-hmm. Also, I love the rest of you. Bye.
What was that?
Yeah. So, in my 41 years of life, I've never known water to counteract alcohol.
Really, officer? I drink water too, officer.
So Matt, this year on your birthday, do you qualify for ARP yet?
I think this is the year.
I think this is the year.
Five, right?
No, dude, you get a discount on your flight.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
All right. So I think there's a couple things that Colleen wanted to make clear. A, B, and C. I just want to go over this.
There was a D in there, but I don't think she got to it.
Colleen was saying A, B, C. That's where you buy liquor here. A, B, C.
There was alcohol, beer, Chardonnay.
And can I get some water? Can I get some water with that?
Alcohol, beer, Chardonnay, and Dunkin'.
Raleigh runs on Duncan, you know what I mean?
The main thing is get the hell out on the 11th.
Yeah, like, the biggest thing was get the fuck out of my house. No one's staying here.
No one
the
11th. Is staying.
And quite honestly,
11th.
I was planning if I was going to go, only going to stay to the 10th. So you don't have to worry about me,
Chris. I have to teach on that Monday, so
no,
I'm very. Yeah, no, I do. I teach on Monday.
No student wants to learn, so if you didn't show up, they wouldn't care.
We saw that guy's artwork. You're not teaching anyone anything.
Oh, come on.
The ringer.
Oh, fuck. Fuck you guys.
Did that get resolved?
Yeah.
What?
The guy with the two drawings. Did that get resolved? Did you break the news to him that he was failed?
I like how you assume the gender. Because I never said the
it's
gender.
True. So. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm showing my gender.
No.
The art student. Did you? Because they needed their scholarship, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't really like to kiss and tell. So we're just saying we're dealing with hypotheticals here.
People stopped listening to this thing a while ago.
Thanks, Jack.
Very true.
This has been vintage Ramblecast, and
yeah, it's pretty good.
Matt, you don't want me around, but I appreciate you letting me join today.
What? No, I always want you around.
You should hear what he says when you're not here.
Yeah, okay.
And Matt's just like, oh, don't worry about it. I got it all under control. You don't need to be here anymore. And I'm like, okay.
No, come back.
I'm the producer now. Yeah. That's what he said to Tom Hanks. I'm the producer now.
Look at him. Matt's the Phil Spector, and Jay's the George Martin. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm more confused on this, like, is Colleen pissed at me? Like,
no.
I'm trying to figure out what the ABC, it was like, get the hell out. Like, that's not me. Like, I'd be out.
Yeah,
on the 10th.
I think the first thing was, be here.
All right. it's if I'm there, it's for a very limited window, and I do want to be there because it is a fun time, and I want to play Fireball fucking Island, man.
I'll tell you this. If
it's an expensive ticket
off,
to get there, but man,
I can be there. You can't be there for less time than I am.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Is Nick coming? We could do a ramble cast.
Yeah, Nick needs to be there. If all of us are going to be.
I got plans for later.
Oh, wait. Nick still celebrates Columbus Day.
Oh, that's
right. Well, no, like I said,
he's the one that put up Indigenous Day.
I have to check my day.
Yeah, I can't get my fucking Lincoln Day on the books. I might as well celebrate Columbus.
Celebrating Indigenous Day in Peru just so we can see the impact of his, one of his saviors, Christopher Columbus.
Damn, that's just hard, man. No, I could be in Peru at that time, so like I should check my dates, but I might show up.
Peru.
We'll see. I was supposed to go to Peru last year, 2020 in October, but then it got canceled because of COVID, so they rescheduled it. And I'm like,
yeah.
It's real bougie.
Sure. You know me. I go somewhere in the world once a year. So like that's
where you know where you can go in the world? To our fucking house.
I've been to Raleigh.
You
I'm not missing much.
You can venture off to Raleigh for a glorious 3-day weekend, but only 3 fucking days.
Only 3 days.
Four, you're fucked.
You're fucking out.
We might be getting a baseball team, the Oakland A's.
Oak City A's.
I meant to put get the hell out. Sorry.
Is Billy Bean coming too? I know you're tired. I'm just kidding.
So anyway,
someone's got to make an album artwork for us with that. What's that? The Jordan Peele movie. Is it Get Out?
Oh, Get Out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just gonna say Get Out by Monday. Like, and that's our new show title.
Yeah, Colleen, like the last time we did one, Colleen was really over everyone by Monday.
I would be too. I mean, you open up your house to like so many people, you know.
I was fine, and I'm generally the less sociable of the two of us. But Colleen was like, these fuckers need to get out of the house. And I'm like,
wow. She can hear you.
The people that go there can hear you. And it's so funny because it's so awesome.
I'd be the same way.
It's like, okay, guys, we've had enough fun.
Well, there's a reason why I'm not inviting you fuckers to my house.
Thanks a lot, Gilligan.
I was dreaming of moving in next door just so I can come over for these weed parties, man.
Yeah. So you're gonna bring
food trucks and weed
joints and whatnot for everybody.
I want to go to a Red Sox game.
That's North Carolina, man.
Jack, come on up whenever you're smuggling or whatever you call it, trafficking. Yeah, I'm not really good about flying with weed. It's just not a great idea.
It's fair.
But Mitch Hedberg once said that he loves the FedEx guy because he's the best drug dealer. He doesn't even know about it.
I like it when he's on stage. I think it's the same CD, you know, and some guy in the audience yells out, I got some really good weed. He's like, I bet you do, Mr. Not even think about fucking cops might be on the audience.
I bet you do. Jack on Mentos tonight?
No, I'm just drinking water.
That's that really? John Boy juice.
It's not Colleen's water either. He can't blow it. It's real
he's
water.
Made it. He has to be chill now. He can't blow it.
That's true.
Yeah, he's more reserved and kind.
I just
have to lose now. He can't just yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know you can't.
All right, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah,
it's like when my wife yelled at me.
We passed the hour; it's time to go.
But I want to talk about Jack.
It's officially October 11th. Shut the fuck up. We're ending the show.
I want to talk about the convenient Kim or Kim's convenient.
I'll tell you what, Jack. If you would still like to talk about TV, we can squeeze out a bonus after this. Okay, I'll throw it.
All right. Okay, I can do a few minutes.
Okay.
Work for free.
Work for free at home on the computer. What are you talking about?
The worst part is you're talking to the $100,000 man.
The worst part is I totally recommended that show and I haven't watched an episode since.
I watched 4 episodes today.
Did you?
I'm hooked. Hey,
can I ask a serious question before we go?
Yeah.
Because other than. Nick, we all have had kids and have grandkids and stuff like that. I'm not picking any Nick.
Yeah, sure you are.
Is there any adult that has kids or grandkids that likes Play-Doh?
No one likes Play-Doh. I don't even like Play-Doh. No.
I love the smell of Play-Doh.
No. Do you like when you're
cracking
kids
it open?
It's I hate Play-Doh. I hated it when you guys were kids, and now I hate it when my grandkids play.
Well, we have hardwoods upstairs, so whatever.
So what? It's like stuck in.
Jay's got a vintage Play-Doh right in his hands. He's cracking it open, just smelling that shit.
When it hardens, it's like stepping on a fucking Lego.
That's where we got to keep it soft, baby. Got to put a little bit of water in there.
You won't eat it on the show.
Eat it. Oh, come on. All right. You ready? Piece of Play-Doh. Here we go.
Dude. What? Look at the size of that. You got to keep it's an appetizer size.
All right, here we go.
He's not using it.
The 125th episode of RCAD.
Here we go.
We'll now eat Play-Doh.
Oh, very salty.
Yeah. That is what she said.
It's like when we had the, what was that stuff from Australia?
Vegemite.
It is like Vegemite.
Yeah, someone sent us Vegemite from Australia. And we tried it on the air. Dale chowed it down like it was like crack.
Some people like it.
I've never had it either. It's tasty.
Jay's gonna have green shit for 2 weeks now.
Could be a natural accident, man. Just give
all right. Before we lose Jay completely, we will now end.
Or
we
came Jack.
What?
So anyway, we'll put a bonus up. We'll see how long Jack will last on that, and I'm sure Nick will be along for that because he's on a different time zone altogether.
Yeah, Nick 45. What was that, Jay? Were you defending me?
Nick has things to do. He's really busy.
It's true.
Thank you. Thanks for joining the RCAD tonight. You can send us an email at.
Do you have your list of patrons? Thank.
I don't. I really don't.
No, you didn't.
I have a few, but you know,
things you had an hour and 15 minutes to write a list, man. You have one job other than hit record.
You forced me and then Jack out of the producer role, and you don't even have the name list together.
And what did I say? I said, you know, I'll step down.
Yeah,
as long as you have
all right,
with the people every week.
Just reread the ones from last night. Those were good.
Yeah, the ones yesterday was good. Just use the same notebook too.
Okay, sure.
Here, this is what you should do: is have Jack read it, and then it's A B.
Yes.
You get Chris to it yesterday.
Yeah, I'm all about. I'm all. Yeah, let me throw them away.
just say John. John before each name.
Yay, there's a good one. Okay, so real quick, go over to jayandjack.com, click on the patron link, become a patron, or the merch.
This is why we lose like 10 patrons.
Mag boy,
go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, this is why. This is why. Exactly. Mm. We were on fire last night at the barbecue. Okay.
It was a good show. No. That's how we lose.
All right. Like to thank some patrons that make this show possible. And at this point, Chris will read them, or Jack will read them off, I guess. So,
why do I have to do it?
Jack,
what do you have to do?
Jack, you have to get off.
It's the least you can do. You should have played.
This is the first one.
Tutu Tack?
It's Toto. Like
Toto.
Like,
okay.
No, Toto. Yeah, this is the best idea you've had tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. Jack wasn't here for this joke, but it was just too funny. I had to like write it down.
Rigor mortis Richter.
You can't say it, can you?
Can you read it?
Rigor mortis Richter.
The whole thing.
Embalmed Eckhart Rigor mortis Richter. Well, it'd help if you're not like this the whole fucking
time. Sorry. I need to get more professional and like just digitally do it, you know?
Sure.
Like,
or just do it.
I'll just read them.
Oh, no.
Okay, all right.
This is great.
And the Ordo Moon. I can't say the last word.
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
And the Ordo Moon Dragon.
Mm-hmm. I love how there's a question mark at the end of each one.
I don't know.
He's like, I'm Ron Burgundy.
Warmantle Maggie.
Montel.
Oh, these are Star Wars shirts, right?
There you go.
Hey.
Geeks. Where's that? Where's Triumph? The
that's a great name for Meet the Poupon.
So, and the last would be Joanne.
John Joanne.
And then Gray. John Gray.
John Ann.
John. Did I miss Ed the letter carrier?
No, he was the
Four-door moon.
Yeah, he.
He's right, I'll get that thing off of me. Why is it?
He's suddenly buying the trash.
I was.
Now the Patriots are shitting on you. There.
I also had Play-Doh Ed.
Play-Doh Ed. That was another one I was working on.
I was busy paying attention to you guys, you know.
And were you paying attention?
Not really.
Okay.
That was a great show, kids. It was one in a million. Join us next week.